Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Von Joshua. Batting second. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting third. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting fourth. The DH, Bernie Carbo. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Mike Hegan. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Sixto Lascano. Batting seventh. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Tim Johnson. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Bill Travers. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The third baseman, Mickey Stanley. Batting third. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The DH, Willie Horton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Alex Johnson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jason Thompson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mark Wagner. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Chuck Scribner. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Vern Rule. And now, play ball. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua hits a line drive into center field. LaFleur picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on LaFleur. Joshua moves to second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stanley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott takes first base on ball four. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur takes first base on ball four. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LaFleur. The throw from Porter and he is safe. LaFleur steals second. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Staub for the out. LaFleur moves to third. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. LaFleur scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lascano. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Horton goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Tigers. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a fly ball into left field. Hegan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hegan for the out. One out. 6. Lizcano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lizcano hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Freehan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Scribner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a fly ball into left field. Hegan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a fly ball into right field. Lizcano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chuck Scribner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scribner is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Joshua hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LaFleur. The throw from Porter and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-1 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. LaFleur scores. That run is unearned. 1 out. It's 3-0, Tigers. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. Staub takes first base on ball 4. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Horton hits a fly ball into left field. Hegan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wagner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0-for-1 in the game. Carbo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wagner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. 6. Lizcano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazcano is 0-for-1 in the game. Lazcano hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hegan moves to second. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson strikes out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-1 in the game. Freehan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lazcano. Freehan reaches second base with a double. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wagner strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Scribner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scribner is 0-for-1 in the game. Scribner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Joshua strikes out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. Yount hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. LaFleur hits a fly ball into center field. Joshua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Stanley hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hegan. Stanley reaches second base with a double. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Staub hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Horton takes first base on ball 4. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stanley scores. Horton moves to third. It's 4-0, Tigers. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops it up and throws to first, with Travers covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Scott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0-for-2 in the game. Carbo is called out on strikes. One out. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hegan strikes out. Two outs. Sixto Lizcano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lizcano is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lizcano hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Scott moves to second. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 2 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Porter for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Frien hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 2 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Scribner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scribner is 0 for 2 in the game. Scribner hits a fly ball into left field. Hegan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gantner takes first base on ball 4. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, with Rule covering. It's a double play. Two outs. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Joshua hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. LaFleur strikes out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gantner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Staub hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 3 in the game. Yount strikes out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wagner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0 for 3 in the game. Carbo hits a pop-up towards short. Wagner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. one out. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-3 in the game. Thompson hits a fly ball into left field. Hegan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Freehan takes first base on ball 4. Johnson moves to second. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-3 in the game. Wagner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Marvin Lane now playing left field. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hegan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sixto Lascano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lascano is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Lascano strikes out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-3 in the game. Porter hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wagner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 4, and Milwaukee Brewers, 0. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.